Simin Shin Gimel Sif Chof through Chof Hey Chof Yotes. Yotes. It's actually mentioned in that. Tzarech Lizor Hazir Lenoshim Shle Yitat Lu Machat Shinit Al Chudo Yukto Lotem Mitzifim Kei Nito Meir Shabbat Chudo Vukto Lashem Kach. The Yes Sif Chof. Let's push it again. Bonus Ktanois that they didn't have in those days when they made holes for the earrings. They didn't do it the same way that they do it nowadays. Nowadays, when they make holes for the earrings, they put in the earrings. They actually make the hole with the earring usually, and they leave the earring inside for 6 months or whatever it is, and they take it out. Now, if you take it out, then the earrings will close up. The holes will close up. And even if you do it later on in life, also very often that could happen. What they used to do is sticking little strings in that it shouldn't close up. That is not demanding nowadays, and therefore it's really not tunagia. Sif Chof Aleph is interesting. I actually saw it today. Yetis Isha Ru'ula Vishma Mateves Kol Reshe Chutz Miyapanim. That's what it's called in the Hebrew. It's also called that Ru'ulei Panim. Is that a woman is allowed to go outside even though her entire face is covered over chutz from her panim, and Mishabur brings down that those things chutz meinayim. The mashmois would be from here that if you're totally covered, it would be problematic. That would be the mashmois. Yesh line. Chof Beis. Yeah. Sif Chof Beis talks about perefes, which is not the common mitzvahs with the nowadays. They used to have two chalakim to a beged. One side had a string, and the other side had something heavy, a weight, either a rock or a penny, or some sort of coin, and they would tie them together, the two sides together, by wrapping the string which comes out of one side around the weighted thing which is on the other side, and that's what would hold it together. Now, the halacha which is negeh here is really sifkat and ayin da that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. It's machlekes in the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. If you could be miyachid a coin, loilam. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you miyachid a coin for one Shabbos, it doesn't work. However, if you miyachid a loilam, says Rav Kiva Eger, then it's not a problem. Mahani deshuva azmin eisu tiltul. Says the Chazon Ish that's not the case. You cannot be miyachid money loilam. The Prima Gadim Ki Yadua in the beginning of Simin Shin Chesed, Zagdam, there talks about that if you made a hole in the coin and then you run a string through it, then you could, because then you mamish made a mice and you changed it into a necklace. But if you don't do anything like that, you just want to be miyached it, says the Chazon Ish, Leimahan Yuchel Oilam, the Nimlach Alo Machziro. It's not shaykh to be miyached it because you're always going to go back at the end of the day. I remember I got silver quarters when I was younger. Silver quarters. What's silver quarters? If you look at every quarter, it has half and half. It's like two different colors. I don't think even the silver. One is metal, one is bronze. It's like bronze or copper in the cookie. However, they had in the 20s, I think, or the 30s, they had quarters that were silver. Mom was silver. So what are you supposed to do with them? You're not going to use them in the machine, right? To keep them. What happens when you get stuck and you need to have a quarter? And you're there, that's it, finished. Use the quarter, that's it. So you're right that she uses it as part of her begging. What's going to happen at the end of the day? In 3 weeks, she's going to be nimlachalan. She's not going to be. With the money, it's hard to say. You get the dollar from the Rebbe, you put it up in the store until the store closes down, and then the store doesn't close down if you have the dollar from the Rebbe. What happens in your stock? You need the dollar. That's the Chazon Ish's tiny, but the Maisa Halacha Maisa Mishnah Berurah says that you could be miyachid. Evin Tekuma is a very interesting halacha. So the 10 shekel cufflinks would be good. So if you mamish put it on the cufflinks, then you turn it on, then l'chur you shaft it, you mamish were miyachid. It's not just, that's like making a hole in it. Is that you mamish be ready? I don't think he's going to crack it off. Yeah, because the cufflinks cost more than that. This is the cufflinks.
Do you need
10
shekels?
No. You're not going to sell your cufflinks if you need it.
Your silver quarter you're going to spend on a hand machine, but your 10 shekel cuffling you're not going to knock out the cuff for seconds.
Good, Taino. Sif Chof Dal is an interesting halacha. Evin Tekuma is a type of evin that the Ribbono Shel Olam put into the Bria. That's the evin b'seich evin. It's hollow inside, and inside is another evin. A woman wears it that if she's scared that she's going to be mapple, she wears it, it's like a kameo, and therefore there's no problem. Not only that, there's some segula that if you find a rock
that weighs the exact amount, not an ounce less and an ounce more, of the Eben Tekumen also has that segula. Mishapur says something interesting, and I don't really understand it, because it's because maybe I didn't see the sugyo. Mishapur says, Vafilu loyne sabra adayin, elechishesh Hashemet tesabra v'tapo. Does that mean that she had her vest now, and she's now not Mubaris Bechlal whatsoever, and nevertheless, she's choshish that when she becomes Mubaris, she's going to be helpful, she's not aware now. It helps now for later on. What's for a heter idos?
Why is there a heter Bechlal now when it's not Negea to wear it? Mashmoy says that it helps now for later on. Sif Chof Hei talks about Tzviya.
So this is what we saw. This is her again, and that is the Mishnah Berurah Mechadash over here, a chiddush l'chara, that by a man, tzvias panim is mutter l'chara, if it's not kavana for it. However, by a woman, if it's a psikresha or kedema, it's not being mechav for it. However, by a woman, it is the derech to be tzvei panim, and therefore it's not going to be asmi daraisa, he says. He brings down the Ber Halacha that those that hold that it is asmi daraisa, but he who goes that if it's on a body, Allahara Adam Sasha Sviya Midaraisa. And the big shaila is what's with the Shabbos makeup? A woman wants to put on Shabbos makeup, she goes to the mikvah Friday night, she's married, she wants to put on Shabbos makeup afterwards. It's like a powder. Can you put it on or not? Ramesh has a tshuva about it in Chilik Aleph. And he says white powder you let it put on, it's not a problem. In Chilik Hey, he talks about it again, and he's mazber when he says in Chilik Aleph, and he says that which I said white powder, baby powder, talc, as it's called, is because baby powder has no oil whatsoever. Therefore it doesn't stick to the body. But it's nothing to do with white, he says. It can be colored also, as long as it's not oil-based. But I said white, because the white stuff is not oil-based. But if it would be not oil-based, even color would be a problem, wouldn't be a problem. Also, agav, it doesn't stay on your face, because it's not oil-based. Therefore, you don't really gain too much. However, the Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what's the difference if it's powder, if it's not powder, if it's used for tzviya, and the derech is for a woman to be tzeveya, then it's going to be problematic. And Bergwood says, so what should you do? There are powders that have extra on it, Shabbos makeup. If a woman is not masking, go to the mikvah. Unless she's going to be wanted to use the Shabbos makeup, he says you can use one of the makeups that have extra on it. That's what he says. Now, what's with mechikas makeup on Shabbos? Just putting on makeup. How about being mechik makeup? So we know that there's crazy of a mechik. How about tzeveya? Is there a mechik of tzeveya? Says the Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, he's mitzayin to what he writes in the Sefer Ha'ol Tzara, that he quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, yeah, he's Christian. That maybe the same way that we find mechik by crazy, there's also mechik by tzeveya. And he's matmiya. Where do we find in any of the Lamedas Malachas that there's mechik of tzeveya? We don't ever find the flip side. Only by crazy, not by tzeveya. And that is, I know that that's the minhag in mikvos. Svardim or Makvid, but Ashkenazim, they take off nail polish and other things on Shabbos if it's a Mokka Mitzvah. Could be that Lechatchila maybe you shouldn't, but Mokka Mitzvah is certainly the Mako that it's Mutter. You shouldn't use don't soak a cotton ball in makeup remover and you use it because that's going to be a Sarah Svita. However, without that, to put it on it, to put the makeup removal on the makeup, on the nail polish, that's not a problem. There's... What's that? Ashkenazim or Mikvah Svardim or not?
Svardim or Machmer, they tell you to go to
the... So I don't know why the Svardim or Machmer, the Svardim is because, what?
And they tell you to go to the Mikvah in the makeup.
No, they have Ashkenazi take it off. Yes. The Shartim brings down something over here. He says that if, with regard to eating a berry, this was in the days that it was mutter to eat berries. Nowadays, you're not allowed to eat berries anyhow. It's really not a game. It's not lesser.
Even Rabbi Cooper says he doesn't have weight.
Yet.
Well, because he said this year he has a hard time getting a theorem. So he said this year that. Huh? Let's see how they do in the summer.
Okay, so that was in the days of Mishnah Berurah and nowadays with Sherry's Baruch Hashem, we were able to eat, but when I was growing up, after I turned about 17, we weren't allowed to go blueberry picking anymore, and we used to go every year, I think, blueberry picking and have them for months on end. Then they became usher, along with figs and other things, and certainly the red berries, the blackberries, raspberries and blackberries became matzah. Therefore, it's not so negiah. But for those that don't know and they want to eat the berries on Shabbos, says the Shaar HaTzion that a woman would be allowed to eat it also, because even though it is the derech to be tzeveya a woman, nevertheless, it's only the lips that are going to get mitzvah, and it's not the derech to be tzeveya. Ein derech tzviyasa b'kach. Therefore, it's mutter. Now, ein derech tzviyasa b'kach means are they buried into the face, or does it mean the lips? The ma'isa, the meaning of the ilum is to be mekel, even though some people eat the berries like that, that's because they already have mekel, and they don't want it to come off. But the Rosh Hashanah is mekel, and he says that berries would mutter even bismaneinu, al-sad. That's not considered a derech tzviyah b'chlal. The last halach over here is with regard to photo gray lenses. What's the story with photo gray lenses? Can you use them on Shabbos? Not a problem with Tavei. You go outside and they get dark. You go back inside and they turn. Everybody knows the story with Rebbe Tzaleya Auerbach, Zatzal, Israel's first wife, Halel Sholem. That she went to the store and she wanted to get photo gray glasses. And she told the guy behind the counter, she says, I don't know what to do. My father says that they're Asur, and my Shver says that they're Mutter. The guy in the store says, what difference what your father and Shver says? Who asked him Isaac? Gets her father's Rabbi Yashiv and Shver. Father's Rabbi Yashiv and Shver was from Zaman. Two biggest Paiskim. Either way, Lamai says the Paiskim are Mekel, Shver says Mekel, Ramosha is Mekel. Ramosha says that it's Mutter. Shver Zaman says it's like a suntan. You're not doing anything with Lamai. Going in, going out. It's not baklal. It doesn't even stay. It doesn't. There's no. And it's the derech to be shtamish with it is like that. The tzviya that the derech shtamish with that it's hard to say that should be aser. And the minhag is to be mekel. Agav with regard to sun tanning, the minhag is to be machmir. With regard to sun tanning, he holds that going outside to get a sun tan, that's a ma'isa of that passes to have a little bit of a chiddush. The ma'isa he holds that's a problem. And I would say anyhow. It's interesting. The Mishapur talks about making the face red with the dough, the mechaber. With the suntan, usually what happens is that a person gets red, and then like a day later or 2 days later, then they get the brown. So like the red is not even the interest of the ish lion. Either way, it's probably not the most Shabbos-like thing to go suntanning. And instead, if you have extra time, you should finish up some of the Shin Gimel. That way, well, Akum will come here for sure.